They're rounding people up in Iraq, taking them to a shipping container, and blasting them repeatedly with children's music while repeatedly flashing a bright light at them, I said. Is that one of your legacies? Yes, Jim said. He sounded thrilled. I'm so pleased to hear that. Why? I asked. They're obviously trying to lighten the environment, he said, and give these people some comfort, instead of beating them to death. He sighed. Children's music. That will make the prisoners more ready to divulge where their forces are and shorten the war. Damn good. I think Jim was imagining something more like a creche than a steel container at the back of a disused railway station. I guess if they play them Barney and Sesame Street once or twice, I said, that's lightening and comforting. But if they play it, say, 50,000 times into a steel box in the desert heat, that's more, torturous? I'm no psychologist, said Jim a little sharply. He seemed to want to change the subject, as if he were in denial about the way in which his vision was being interpreted behind the railway station in Al-Qa'im. He reminded me of a grandparent who wouldn't countenance the idea that his grandchildren would ever misbehave. But the use of music, I said. That's what the 1st Earth Battalion did, said Jim. It opened the military mind to how to use music. So, I said, it's all about getting people to talk in a... In a what? A psycho-spiritual dimension, said Jim. Besides the basic fear of being hit, we have a mental, spiritual, and psychic component. So why not use that? Why not go straight for the place where the being actually decides whether to say something or not? So are you certain, I asked Jim, given what you know about how your 1st Earth Battalion has disseminated its way into the fabric of the military, that blasting Iraqis with Barney and Sesame Street is one of your legacies? Jim thought about this for a moment, and then he said, Yes. Christopher Cerf has been composing songs for Sesame Street for 25 years. His large Manhattan townhouse is full of Sesame Street memorabilia, photographs of Christopher with his arm around Big Bird, etc. Well, it's certainly not what I expected when I wrote them, Christopher said. I have to admit, my first reaction was, Oh my gosh, is my music really that terrible? I laughed. I once wrote a song for Bert and Ernie called Put Down the Ducky, he said, which might be useful for interrogating members of the Bath Party. That's very good, I said. This interview, Christopher said, has been brought to you by the letters W, M, and D. That's very good, I said. We both laughed. I paused.